Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Let's try this again. 平安。Today we'll continue the sermon series in the Gospel of John.
今天我们继续演讲约翰福音。
In case you're wondering why we are doing this Gospel of John, every year we go through a different Gospel.
或许你们会奇怪我们为什么每年每次要讲到这个福音书，我们每一年都会讲不同的福音书。
And every year we go through the same gospel, we try to approach it from a different angle.
我们讲同样的福音，在以不同的角度。
And this year we will be purposely looking at all the long debates in the Gospel of John.
我们今年特意在讲到一些比较长的争论在约翰福音里面。
So forgive me if you find the sermons a bit argumentative.
所以原谅我，如果翻到这些讲章比较有争论性。
Today, let's continue from the Gospel of John, chapter 5. I'll be reading from verse 31 to 47.
我们继续看约翰福音第五章第三十一节到第四十七节。
I'll be reading in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true.There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it, that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than that of John. For the works of the Father has been given to me to finish, the very works that I'm doing testify.That the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor see his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently, because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings.But I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I've come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but you do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? But do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believe Moses, you will believe me, for he wrote about me.But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? Now, one of the things on my mind lately is on the subject of spiritual revival.
我最近所思考的一个问题是这个灵命的复兴。
I believe that this is something all of us desire.
我想这是我们的意愿。
I have no doubt that we wish for the best for the church or for the people.
我绝不怀疑我们希望我们的会有教堂有得到更好的东西。
And therefore we want things to be better.
所以我们希望东西能够更好。
But I think that revivals are also a time where we should exercise caution.
但我想在这个复兴灵命的时候，我们也是一个要很小心的时候。
Because in the course of religious history, if you were just to look at history,
我们看历史，看这些宗教的历史过程里面
including church history, we will see that revivals were seldom smooth sailing.
包括了教会历史，灵命的复兴从来没有顺利过。
This is true during Jesus' time.
这尤其在耶稣的时候。
It is also true during the Reformation.
也在那个宗教改革的时候。
And all the way until the not so recent charismatic movements of the past century, it is also true.
包括了上个世纪的那个灵恩运动也包括在里面。
So at the heart of all of this subject, there is a very important crucial question, which is the question of authority.
而这个最主要的中心点是在于那个主权的问题。
A revival will imply a change.
复兴代表着改变
whether it's a change in mentality or a change in behavior or a change in the way we do things.
无论是在思想的改变、作风的改变跟 我们做事情的改变
or change in power and leadership，
包括了权力以及领袖的改变。
Inevitably, we'll ask the question, well, why should we change?
这些我们都会带来一个问题，就是为什么要改变？
And followed by the question, who are you to initiate this change?
接下来是你是谁要改变这些东西？
So whenever we talk about revival, we will always end up with this question about legitimacy, about authority.
当我们讲到改变的时候，我们就讲到了这一个主权已经合法性。
And so this will be my main inquiry as I look at the passage today.
这也是我今天最主要要思想的一个问题。
Because this Jewish religious leader, they will represent the status quo of doing things.
因为这些犹太人的领袖，他们也会在提问这些问题。
And they represent the status quo of doing things. This is how we do things now.
他们代表了当时作风的指南。
But the Jesus movement is like a wave of spiritual revival sweeping across their lives.
但耶稣的这些改的这个改变是震撼了他们的整个生命的过程。
You can imagine they already have a way of doing things.
你想想，他们已经有他们的做事的方式。
A way to understand reality.
他们对于现实的了解。
A way to understand their religion.
他们对他们宗教的了解。
A way to discern what is right and wrong.
他们分析对与错。
But when Jesus came along,
但耶稣来的时候，
for better or for worse, many of these were shaken and challenged.
无论是对是好是坏，对他们都是一个很大的挑战。
And as with any revival, now Jesus has to answer for himself.
对于任何的复兴，耶稣现在要自己面对这个问题。
Who are you?Who are you to initiate this change? Who are you to break our existing rules?
你是谁？你是谁来启动这个改变？
What is your authority?
你的主权在哪里？
Now I think that there is much to be learned as we look at this entire interaction between these two sides.
我想这个我们看到这两边的争端的时候，对我们来讲是很多可以很多的学习机会。
And I believe this is one of the main objectives of why John wrote this gospel.
这也是为什么约翰写这段的福音。
John, when he's looking at all these arguments between the Jewish leaders and Jesus, he was looking at how to deal with similar conflicts in his own church.
相信约翰在他的教会里面也面对了同样的两派不同的争辩争论。就是耶稣本身的争论跟那个犹太领袖人的争辩。
And we were given a hint as to such conflicts when earlier we looked at the letters of 2 John and 3 John.
在约翰二书、三书里面，我们可以看到这些提示。
And as we look at all these lengthy debates that were found on both sides to be found in John,
当我们看到这些很长的争论也在这个福音书里面出现。
It allows us to distill what exactly are the essential values that we must hold dear in all these debates.
而让我们看到这些争辩里面，我们应该真正学习到真正的价值在哪里。
And it allows us to find the right justifications in our causes for change.
那也让我们看到改变的主的合理性跟合法化。
Now first.If we were to understand both sides, we must first look at the Jewish leaders. What is their position?
要了解双方的问题，我们先需要了解这些犹太领袖们的观点跟立场。
I must admit that I have much sympathy for them.
我得坦诚，我对他们是蛮同情的。
In a way, they are doing their best based on what they know.
他们尽他们的可能力做他们所知道的。
They were trying to do what is right.
他们尝试做是对的事情。
Imagine a situation where their country has fallen.
试想他们的国家已经被灭了。
First to the Assyrians, then to the Babylonians.
首先是亚述，后来是巴比伦。
And each and every time, the aftermath of this is humiliation, is hardship, is sorrow.
而这些的后果是他们被侮辱，被羞耻，被折磨。
And the prophets were very clear as to the lessons to be learned from these.
而先知们也很清楚他们在这段故事经历里面所学习到的功课。
They say it very clear. This harsh judgment is because of their idolatry. Is because of their disobedience to the laws of the covenant.
这些严酷的审判是因为他们过去对这个偶像的敬拜以及对律法的不尊重。
So look here closely. Two things: idolatry and disobedience to the laws of the covenant.
两样，第一就是偶像的敬拜以及对于律法的不遵从。
Now imagine what would you do if you were given a second chance? What would they do?
试想，如果是我们的话，当给一再次的这个机会，我们会这样子做
？If you have learned such a hard lesson, and now I were to give you a second chance, what would you do?
有了这个艰苦、辛酸的这个经历。你再给你一个机会的时候，你会怎样子做
？And they got this second chance.
他们有了这个机会。
They got this second chance when they came back from the exile back into their land.
当他们被掳归回的时候，回到他们的这个应许地。
And Ezra brought back the law.
以斯拉带回来的律法。
And Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of the temple and Jerusalem.
尼希米重建城墙以及圣殿。
Now naturally, what would you do? You had this second chance.
很自然的，当我们有了这样的机会，有了这个再生的机会，你会怎样子呢
？So two things. Number one, they put full commitment into keeping the law.
两样，第一，他们完完全全的遵从律法的指示。
And secondly, to make sure that no more idols. From now on, monotheism must be strictly adhered.
从今开始。他们是真纯尊义的神，绝对没有偶像的敬拜。
There should be nothing that is comparable to God. No, nothing. No more idols.
除神以外，皆无偶像。
And no hero worship, no veneration of any kind.
没有英雄的崇拜，没有任何一样东西的敬拜。
And they go through this for 300 years, three centuries.
他们经过了三个世纪这样的生活
and you can imagine this tradition of abiding by the law, refining their devotion to God, got stricter and stricter, stronger and stronger, and so on.
试想这样的生活在这三个世纪以来，他们是越来越重，越来越强。
And this, of course, is the natural reaction, you know, and result based on all that they have gone through, their whole history and their self identity that in the midst of all this.
当然，在这个过程里面，他们开始了有了自己的尊严，更认识到自己的整个信仰。
I look at myself, and if I put myself in their shoe, this is what I would do if I had this chance.
我设身处地的话，我想我也会同样的做到这样子。
Was all the previous judgment for nothing? Of course not.
难道要让过去的那些神带的那些苦难没有用吗？
And would we ever forget all the words of the prophets and all the laws of Moses? Of course not.
难道要我们忘记了所有的那些先知们的教导，摩西的教导吗？
And so the secret laws of the covenant is something that they will never dare to let go.
所以整个律法的那个严肃性、尊严性，他们绝对不敢轻视。
And of all the laws, the Sabbath laws.Were of course scrutinized to even the tiniest detail.
在所有的律法里面，当然安息日的律法是更加的被详细的跟随。
And because obeying the Sabbath law tightly would have two effects. First, it marked reverence for God, and secondly, it shows allegiance to the covenant.
对于安息日的遵从，代表第一对神的尊敬。第二，也是对于律法的尊敬。
And breaking a Sabbath law, therefore, is more than just breaking a civil law.
违反的安息日的前的律法，不只是民事的犯错。
It is also considered an affront to God.
这也是对神的不尊敬。
And so this is their side of stories, the side of the Jewish leaders.
这是这些犹太人的。犹太领袖们的角度
And so when they saw Jesus breaking the Sabbath law They asked him, why? Why are you breaking the Sabbath law?
所以当他们看到耶稣破坏了整个这个安息日的立法的时候，他们当然就提问了，责问了耶稣。
And in Jesus' defense, what does Jesus say?
而耶稣怎样的为自己辩护呢？
Jesus say, my father is always, in verse 17, my father is always at his work to this very day. I too am working.
第十七节里面，耶稣回答说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
And if Jesus, imagine Jesus, this is Jesus' answer, the result, of course, is inevitable.
试想，这个是耶稣的回答，那么结果也是无可避免的。
So in verse 18, we were told, for this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, for not only was he breaking the Sabbath, he was also calling God his father, making himself equal with God.
所以在第十八节里面，为了这缘故，犹太人越发想要杀他，因为他不但犯了安息日，而且称神为他的父，把自己和神看为同等。
And if I were to give an unbiased assessment, I would say that the response of the Jewish leaders were quite justified.
如果我不带偏见的审判，我觉得这些教会领、这些犹太领袖这样子做是很自然的。
Because Jesus is here directly challenging everything that they treasure the most.
因为在这里，耶稣是对他们所珍惜的每样东西做了很大的挑战。
Both the law abiding and also the God honoring.
包括了对于律法的遵从以及对神的尊重。
But here Jesus persisted, deliberately answering in such a way.
但在这里，耶稣故意的、特意的这样的抗辩护。
I believe that he knew what this resistance is about.
他应该很清楚知道他这样子抗拒的辩护的结果。
But he persisted because this challenge is the right thing to do.
他坚持这样做，因为这是对的做法。
It wasn't that he accidentally stumbled into a healing incident on Sabbath. No.
这并不是他意外的犯了这个错误。
This was precisely the revival that he was looking for.
这个是真正那他所要寻求的复兴的生命。
He did this intentionally to transform their understanding of Sabbath.
他故意这样子做，让他们能够提升对于他们这个安息日的了解。
Now the persistence itself, Jesus persisting deliberately doing this in its, this is not wrong.
耶稣故意这样子做，坚持这样子做，告诉他们他这样子做是没错的。
The question is always.What is his legitimacy to do so?
问题在于他这样子做的合法性在哪里？
If he wanted a change, if he wanted to challenge the status quo, simple, what is the justification?
他如果要挑战这些做事方式等等，那么他到底是基于怎样的权利？
Like I said earlier about every revival, in the end, it always comes down to these final questions for such a challenge.
正如我刚才所讲的，这些复兴的东西常常到最后是问题是在于那一个，我们是基于什么来做？
Why the change?
为什么要做？
What is the authorization for such a change?
你要做这些的合法性在哪里？
Who are you to tell us that our old ways are wrong?
你是谁来告诉我我们的过去做法是错误的？
And ultimately, we are always comes down to these questions of legitimacy or of authority.
最终我们还是回到那个问题，就是合法性跟主权。
Now, I think this is where John's unique presentation in the gospel really helps us.
这个是约翰福音里面很特别的一个写法来帮助我们。
We have mentioned many times that in this sermon series on John, that John purposely structured his whole gospel like a trial, like a legal trial.
我们之前讲过了，约翰故意在这个整个福音的表达里面是当成一个审判的方式来进行。
And now Jesus is on the stand.
现在耶稣是在审判台上。
And he's now being cross-examined.By these Jewish prosecutors.
他现在接受了面对了这些犹太判官们的审判。
I think we can be thankful that John has purposely written it in this way.
我们应该很感谢约翰故意如此的写法。
Because it is only through such fierce interrogations that the truth of the matter can be forced to make bare and made to stand on its own.
因为只有经过了这严厉的拷问、严厉的审问，而让我们的这个真理更加的实际能够坚定。
First, they ask, "Why are you doing this?"
首先，他问为什么你如此做。
But then, and then it falls on the goes on to who are you?
接下来是你是谁。
But in the end, always the crux of the matter, what allows you to do this?
最终回到了老问题是谁允许你这样子做。
In the end, what are the legal justifications that possibly warrant the breaking of all these Sabbath rules?
最后还是你破坏了这个安息日的那个立法的合法性。
Now let us look at Jesus' defense. First, Jesus states the obvious.
我们首先看耶稣怎样的看复。
He says, "There's no use for him to justify himself. Witnessing for yourself is useless."
耶稣说，我没有必要自己来见证自己，
没有用，
没有用，没有。
So he says, if I testify about myself, my testimony is worthless. It's not true. That's obvious.
我如果见证自己的话，那个功效不大。
I can say I'm Batman.
我可以说我是蝙蝠侠。
But it doesn't make it real. It doesn't make it true. And therefore, it's a meaningless claim.
但我不能够当成是事实的，所以我这样子讲是没用的。
So Jesus said, however, there is another who testifies in my favor, and I know his testimony about me is true.
但耶稣说，有另外一个人可以帮我做见证，而他所做见证的是真的。
So Jesus is saying that his authority, his legitimacy will come from this testimony of another.
所以耶稣要告诉你的，他的合法性、合理性是从另外一个见证而来的。
So the question is, who is this another that he's talking about?
现在问题是，他所提的另外一位是谁呢？
Later, Jesus then goes on to talk about John the Baptist.
接着，耶稣讲到施洗约翰。
So we might think that, oh, this another refers to John the Baptist.
而我们很容易就认为，哦，他指的另外一位是指施洗约翰。
In an earlier sermon, when we mentioned about John chapter 3, we did say that John the Baptist is one of the key witnesses of Jesus.
在约翰福音第三章里面，我们讲到这个施洗约翰，我们曾说过他是主要的一个见证人。
But here in this case, this another does not refer to John the Baptist.
但现另外一个不是指施洗约翰。
Here, John the Baptist is only used as a comparison because John the Baptist alone is already considered quite a credible witness.
施洗约翰在这里被提到，只是用来做相比的，因为施洗约翰本身已经是一个很可靠的见证人。
And as a comparison, Jesus then say, "I have a testimony that is even weightier than John."
而现在耶稣在对比，我的另外一个见证者是比这一个施洗约翰更加的强有力。
Because compared to the human testimony of John the Baptist, now Jesus has the divine testimony of God the Father.
因为施洗约翰是人，现在替他做见证的是天父。
The testimony of God the Father is this another witness that Jesus wants to truly rely on.
天父就是他的另外一个见证者。
Now, if you were therefore inclined to believe already the testimony of John the Baptist, now logically, it's God the Father, so you should even believe the even weightier testimony of God even more.
如果你都已经能够接受施洗约翰所说的，那么天父自己的见证更加是没有理由不接受了。
So now Jesus makes it clear, God the Father is the another witness that will back up the authority of Jesus.
耶稣在这里清楚地讲，另外一者就是天父。
But what does it mean to say that God the Father is testifying for you?
那么到底他说天父是另外一个人来见证他是什么意思？
Now the testimony of the Father can be expressed in three ways.
天父的见证有三个路线来处理。
The first one I call it the testimony of the works.
第一个是耶稣工作的见证。
And he says the works of what Jesus have done and those that and the work that he will continue to do in the future, it will show that it is sent by God.
也就是说，见证耶稣现在所做的以及将来所做的，都是神所给予指示他做的。
The second one I call it the testimony in the hearts.
第二个是内心里面的一个见证。
God Himself will testify personally and internally in the hearts. God Himself will say it so.
神本身会在那个人的内心里面告诉我们这个是真理。
And the third, I call it the witness of the scriptures.
第三个就是旧约圣经。
And the words from the scripture will testify about Jesus.
旧约圣经里面所写的来证明耶稣。
Now, since these three claims are the main arguments about Jesus and the witness of his that will support him, let us look at it clearly now.
好，现在我们这三方面来看，来见证耶稣。
Number one, why does it mean to say that the works of Jesus will show that it has the support of the Father?
第一样，我们先来讲为什么我们说耶稣的工作是有着天父的支持。
Let us look at a few verses clearly. Number one, in John chapter 5, verse 17, it says, In his defense, Jesus said to them, My Father is always at his work to this very day. I too am working. Remember, this is the first reply coming from Jesus.
记得耶稣这一段，他在第十七节说，耶稣回答他们，我做事，我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。
Then verse 19, he says this verse again. He says, Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
在第十九节，他再继续说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，他才能做。
Now what these two verses tells us is that what the Father does, the Son do as well. The work of the Son is the same work as the work of the Father.
这两节告诉我们，父所做的，子也做，两者都是在做同样的事情。
What is this work of the Father then?
讲，这神在做什么呢？
Verse 21 it says, For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it.
第二十一节，父怎样叫死人复活，赐他们生命，子也照样随自己的意愿赐人生命。
So part of the work of the Father is this life-giving, and the Son also gives life.
Okay. 神的其中一个工作是给予人生命，而子也同样的是给予人生命。
And verse 26 says, Just as for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have also life in himself. Father is life, Son also is life.
在二十六节里面也是这样说。我是在告诉你们，时候降到现在，就是使人要听神儿子的声音。
二十六节
说，因为父怎样在自己里面有生命，也照样是他的儿子在自己里面有生命。
So one is this life. Verse 30, he says another one. He says, By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear. My judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but he who sent me.
第三十节，我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么能听见就怎么审判？而我的审判是公平的，因为我不寻求自己的意愿，只寻求差我来那位的旨意。
So verse 30 talks about this second thing, which is about judging.
而第三十节讲到第二样，就是审判。
So what Jesus meant in all these verses tells us that his work, what he does, is the work of the Father.
所以耶稣这几节就在讲，他所做的都是神所做的。
And the work that he did, it cannot be done without the Father.
他所做的如果没有神的一起，他是不能做的。
And this work specifically refers to this life-giving and judging.
而这个就是这个工作，就是指生命的赐给以及审判。
Now I think we can understand the life-giving and the judging that comes from God the Father. This is easy.
我们很容易了解神给予生命及将来的审判。
There is the life giving that occurs in creation.
创造的时候给予生命。
And then the judgment in the last days.
在末日的时候给予审判。
But we have to ask, in what way is the work of Jesus also about life giving and judging?
而我们也要问，耶稣 是怎样的给予我们生命及审判。
How is his work also the work of the Father?
怎样讲他的工作也是神的工作。
It's only when we look at this, then we see that this healing on the Sabbath is not just any ordinary healing.
也只以基于这个角度，我们才知道这一个啊安息日的医治不是平常一般的医治。
And looking back now at verse 5.
我们再看回
Let us look at the story again. He says here, there is one who has been an invalid for 38 years.
在第五节里面，我们看到一个在病人已经38年瘫痪。
And then Jesus saw him lying down there and learned that he has been in this condition for a long time.
耶稣看到他躺卧在那里，知道他已经在那里很久了。
And so he asked him, verse 6,Do you want to get well?
所以在第六节问，你要痊愈吗？
Verse 7, Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me.
那病人回答说，先生，水动的时候没人把我放在池子里面，我正要去的时候别人比我先下去了。
Now this man may not be literally dead.
这人或许还不是死亡。
But for the past 38 years, he has been this invalid.
但是这38年来，他就在这样瘫痪着。
But you might say, being disabled, that is fine. A lot of people are disabled, but you know, full of life and zest.
我们会觉得这三十很多残缺人士也是像他这样子，而且是很有生命力的。
But this guy, look at him.He is not the kind that is positive about life or hopeful for better days or even, you know, really accept in acceptance of his situation.
而我们看这个人并不是那个把他现在的生活处理得很好，也是对于未来将来带着很大的盼望，很积极的在等待。
No, when we hear his answer to Jesus, it sounds like a form of resignation to his fate.
我们看他对耶稣的回答里面带着很强那种宿命 的意思在里面。
And it's a form of resignation that has a hint of complaint and resentment.
而这种宿命的看法是有很多很强的不满以及抗议。
He says, "What can I do? Nobody wants to help me. Otherwise, other people always go to, get inside first."
好，我能够做什么？没人帮我，每个人都比我早，比我快。
So we have to ask, for 38 years, living like this, this kind of attitude, is this really living?
我们想38年来这样的一个态度是真的在生活吗？
Does he really have life?
他真的有生活吗？
But Jesus' healing is now giving him a new lease in life.
现在耶稣的医治给他新的生命。
If you believe, then walk, take your mat and go.
若你相信拿着你的细子，现在就走路。
And he changed, taking up his mat, he walked.
他拿起来，他走。
Not only that, in verse 14, later Jesus found him in the temple.
在第十四节里面，我们看到耶稣在庙里面，在圣殿里面看到他的时候。
Now note what Jesus said. This is quite interesting. He says, "See, you are well again." Then he says, "Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you."
耶稣告诉他。你痊愈了，不要再犯罪了，不然以后可能会有更不好的事在你身上。
Now here is therefore revealed to us that his sickness actually is something related to him sinning.
这里我们看到的，原来他的病与他的罪是有牵连的。
So at the beginning, we see Jesus healing might have seemed to be all just about something physical, healing somebody who is invalid.
所以开始。耶稣的医治好像是对于一个身体瘫痪的人，身体上的一个不便的人的一个医治。
But when we look at it clearly, now we see it's psychological and it's also spiritual.
现在我们再看详细，知道不只是这样，包括心理，包括灵命的医治。
And so we see that this healing is both life-giving and it's also about offering forgiveness in judgment.
所以这里不单单是生命的给予，也是对于他的赦免。
And this is what makes this particular healing, therefore, a work that can only be accomplished with the endorsement of the Father.
所以这样的这个过程，这个医治过程，是也需要神的 准许的一个过程。
And if Jesus could work like this, a work that is life-giving and in judgment, it is clear evidence, therefore, that the Father is working through him.
所以耶稣本身能够有这样的医治的能力，又有这样的赦免的能力，给予这样的生命，代表神天父是经过他 而进行的。
And this is the witness of the words. This is how the works of the Jesus is displayed.Displaying the testimony of God.
所以耶稣的工的做所做的是见证了耶稣的这个地位。
Now the second way which we talk about the witness of the heart in the hearts is about God's testimonial of Jesus that is expressed through this internal witness in the hearts of men.
第二个是神的这个见证里面已经存在在人的内心里面。
This testimony of God will consist of this quality of this truth that is very self-authenticating, a truth that is immediately recognized to those who believe.
这内心的真实性已经很自然的，已经原本存在在人的心里面。
And if you believe, you will feel it and know that it's the truth.
让你接受的时候，你就知道这是事实。
Because you have God in your hearts, when you encounter Jesus, you will see.Because God is speaking to you in your hearts, you will know that that is the truth.
由于神在你的心里说话，所以当你在面对耶稣的时候，这自然的你能够有这样的一个感受。
And this is evidently displayed when we look at earlier all the reactions of people like John the Baptist. He saw Jesus, he knew.
这我们看到的是当施洗约翰所看到耶稣的时候，就有这样的一个感受。
We see the same reaction with Peter, Andrew, Philip, Nathanael. When they heard Jesus, they know it's the truth.
我们同样的看到，彼得、安德烈、腓力他们都有同样的一个反应。
Whether it's Nicodemus or the Samaritan woman, when they encountered Jesus and Jesus spoke to them, they know that is the truth. That is God speaking to them.
无论是这个尼哥底母或者是撒玛利亚妇人。当他们在接触到耶稣的时候，他们都有这样的一个认识。
They accepted Jesus because of God stirring in their hearts.
他们接受耶稣是因为神在他们心里面搅动了他们。
This is the witness in the hearts.
这个是他们心里面、内心里面的一个见证。
And the third way the Father testified to for Jesus is through the Scriptures.
第三个的方式是经过了旧约圣经。
And here we mean, of course, the Jewish Testament.
那么我们看到是旧约圣经的那个见证。
Simply put, Jesus fulfilled many of God's promises in a very typological way.
很多这个旧约圣经里面已经在见证着耶稣的这一个典章。
And over the years, in our sermons, we have surveyed many of these fulfillments whenever we read through the different gospels, because all the gospels try to show us this truth.
在很多福音书里面都给在记载里面都详细的记载这证实了这个配搭这个旧约里面的记载。
And last year when we were looking at all the different sermons from the different characters in Acts, they too spoke about how Jesus is the fulfillment.
当我们看到这个使徒行传里面许多的记载，也正正实实在讲到耶稣本身的这一个成全这个立法。
But more specific towards today's passage,
而今天。比较尖对的这个指示是
Earlier last year, when we were looking through all the laws in Deuteronomy in great detail,
去年我们想读了《生命记》的这个立法里面
One of the very key elements of all these Mosaic laws is that it must be life-giving.
一个很重要的摩西的立法里面就看到了它是给予生命的
The laws in Deuteronomy must be life-giving. That is the key.
在这个立法里面必须给予生命的。
So when Jesus here is performing a life-giving act,
在这里耶稣是给予生命的一个工作。
And when we identify as yes, Jesus is the source of life,
当我们知道耶稣是生命的源头
we see, therefore, that Jesus is the fulfillment of the laws.
我们知道耶稣是立法的成全者。
And this is how the scriptures also testify about Jesus.
这也是旧约圣经里面见证耶稣的 东西。
Now let's sum it up for now.
我们做一个总归。
In my earlier sermon, I talk about what are Jesus' justifications.
在我们讲到耶稣的这一个合法性在哪里。
First, I talk about the validity of John the Baptist's witness in an earlier sermon.
我们之前讲到的这个施洗约翰给予的见证。
Today, we look at the strength of yet another testimony, another one who witnessed.
我们现在看到另外一个见证者。
And here is God the Father who testifies for Jesus.
而这个见证就是天父。
And this testimony comes in three ways.
而这个见证从三个方向。
Now with the advantage of hindsight, especially when we know that Jesus was vindicated in his resurrection.
我们现在有这个好盖棺定论的好处，就是看到耶稣的那一个审判定负。
When we look back and if we were to reread the whole gospel,
当我们看回了整个这个福音书。
Actually, you will see that actually the witnessing of voice of the Father is throughout in everything that Jesus say, in everything that Jesus do.
天父的声音的见证是见证了耶稣所做的任何的一个事项。
You just read through the gospel, you will see actually in everything, the Father is there testifying for Jesus.
我们从福音书我们看到耶稣的任何的作为都是有着神在指示陪伴。
And this is the authority that Jesus have to answer to all these Jewish leaders.
这个是耶稣的主权在回答这个犹太领袖们的抗问。
Why should they change their ways?
这些人为什么需要改变他们做法？
Why should they accept the revival that comes from Jesus?
他们为什么需要接受耶稣所给予的复兴的生命？
Simply because Jesus has the testimony of the Father.
因为耶稣本身有天父的见证。
God the Father is his witness.
天父是他的见证人。
Now I have one main reflection on this whole matter today.
我反省了今天的这个事件。
I have to ask, how did, if it is so clear, how did the Jewish leaders miss the testimony of God?
我们在问为什么这些犹太领袖会忽略了这个神的见证呢?
If God the Father is speaking all the time through Jesus, through his ways, through his deeds, how could they have missed it?
为什么天父经过耶稣本身的语言、作风等等各个方面，而他们却忽略了呢?
I think this is the saddest part of the whole story.
这个是最可悲的事件。
And this is the poignant warning for all of us who are faithful and trying to do the right thing and so on. This is a warning about the focus of our faith.
这个是对于那些对于我们那些很愿意很顺服很愿意学习很愿意遵从神的人的一个指示。
These people are God believers.
这些是神所信服的人。那这些是很幸福很遵从神的人。
But yet, Jesus said they do not have the love of God in their hearts.
但耶稣却说他们没有神的爱在他们内心里面。
These are the guys who study the scriptures diligently. This is what Jesus said. You study the scriptures diligently.
这些都是很勤劳于在读他们圣经的人。
But yet, they miss this message on how to gain eternal life.
但是他们却忽略了应该如何得到这一个内心的那个生命。
They claim to be followers of Moses.
他们自称是摩西的跟随者。
But yet, unlike Moses, they could not hear, they could not feel God.
但与摩西不一样，他们不能够听，他们感受到神。
We have to ask the question: how could such faithful believers go so far off from the center of faith?
我们要问。为什么这样的坚定信仰者会叛离神这么远呢？
They are faithful, yet not far from the faith. Yet so far from the faith.
他们对神很有信心，但是却在信仰里面遗失了。
Now Jesus gave us a clue when he mentioned how they accept glory from one another. That is the clue.
耶稣给我们的一个提示，就是他们怎样接受彼此个人得到的荣耀。
Now it's fine to be fervent in your faith.
是没有错。如果你对于你的这个信仰很激烈的反应。
I believe that in the beginning, this quest to be law-abiding, this quest to be God-honoring, it starts off with the best of intentions.
我们相信他们这样的 热心于这些信仰，热心于这个立法等等，是他们有很好的一个、意图。
But as with all religious practices, over time, the form of the practice will slowly gain priority over the content of the practice.
但是很多的宗教的习俗，经过了长时期以后，常常形式超越了它的本质。
After a while, we focus more on doing it better, rather than remembering why. Why are we doing it in the first place?
我们一直很注重的在形式上做得更好，但忘记了为什么如此做。
Eventually, it's about the seeking of the glory of a practice well done, rather than seeking the glory of God for a job that is well intentioned.
所以我们做这些东西是要个人，很多时候变成得到个人的荣耀，多过要得到神的荣耀。
And I believe that is the case with the Jewish Sabbath laws.
我相信这也是这个安息日的那个立法的作用。
Now in the beginning, why are these Sabbath laws given? Because they were meant to be life-giving.
这个主安息日的立法的给予是要给予我们生命的，从在新给予生命的源头。
And they have this refocusing of a time for to refocus their life towards God, a time for all the workers to have a time for rest.
让我们对神有这个焦点的时候，也让我们有这个休息的时候。
But eventually, it's all about rules keeping.
而最终是我们怎样的符合这些立法。
To the point that they were obsessed about who could do this rules keeping even better and to be even more praiseworthy.
而最终他们变成是被占有那个如何将这个立法实行的更加好的那种意念。
In the end, the intention of the Sabbath is lost.
最终立法这个安息日的遵守的主要目的被遗忘了。
And they missed out on the life-giving Jesus, they missed out on his life-giving act of healing.
他们忽略了神耶稣给予的生命，耶稣的神的那医治给予的生命。
And this is the reason why we need timely spiritual revivals, because after a while our practices may become just mere formality.
所以我们常常在时不时都需要这个灵命的复兴，而避免了进入了整个形式化。
Revivals can be quite annoying.
复兴的做法可以有时是相当让人生气。
Because it would challenge the status quo and it will force us to re-examine our habits.
因为它挑战了我们现有的做法，挑战了我们的习惯。
But here let us remember that a faith practice that is unexamined can lose its focus over time.
但是我们看到了我们的整个信仰的跟随，如果没有注意的话，我们的焦点常常被忽略了。
I have good news for all of us.
我有好的信息告诉大家。
God always watches over His church. He always watches over His people.
神不时的就在看守着他的教会，看守着他的人，他的子民。
And whenever a revival is necessary, He will speak. He will witness.
当复兴需要的时候，他会做，他会讲。
The question is, do you feel God speaking to us?
问题在于，我们有没有听神跟我们在讲话？
If Jesus visits us, can we recognize him? Can we hear the testimony of God?
当耶稣访问我们的时候，我们知道吗？我们知道耶稣在见证他吗？
As you come to church, as you attend the service,Are you listening?
当我们来到教会的时候，我们是在听聆听吗？
Can you, if God speaks, can you hear His voice?
当神在说话的时候，你能够听到吗？
If you heard the testimony of God.
如果你听到神的见证,
then let us heed the testimony and work together to transform the church.
那我们就拿听这个见证所要给我们的指示，让我们教会能够更新。
And may Jubilee continue to manifest the light of Jesus Christ.
让我们贤堂能够继续的将耶稣的亮光发亮发光。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you want to speak to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for always caring for us and wanting us to change. Be with us always. And we pray that in Jubilee Church, we transform, always reviving and spreading this light that you have given to us, this mission that you have given to us. In all this, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.